right now it is 8:09 this Wednesday morning, the 20th of June. If you're just joining us, you're here with Shane Coleman and myself, Chris Donoghue, on News Talk Breakfast. And now, for many couples trying a baby, if it doesn't happen naturally, at some point there comes a time where they consider other options. IVF is one of these, and egg donor is another. And one donation clinic has seen a big rise in the number of Irish clients. This is the Instituto Marquí in Barcelona, which has been responsible for over 70 Irish babies born so far this year. And joining us now to give us the ins and outs and why this clinic is becoming more popular with Irish people is Dr. Victoria Walker, fertility specialist at said clinic. Good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. It's nice to speak to you. First of all, would that be a fair assessment that these were people that had tried other routes, but it was now into looking for help to have a baby and they turned to your clinic?
That's right. That's right. Most people who come to us have done quite a lot of fertility treatment in their own country before coming for egg donation. And they also obviously have tried a lot at home. And then when it doesn't work, they come to us for help.
And does Spain or does your clinic have service or methods different to those in Ireland?
No, not really. No, we don't do anything, I think, very different from Ireland. It's just we have access to an awful lot of young, healthy, fertile young donors, and that doesn't exist as far as I'm aware in Ireland. So that's the main difference.
Okay, and as I understand it, IVF is kind of helping you along with your own eggs, whereas egg donation is just that. It's a donor egg.
Exactly.
What type of ages would be the women that you're seeing, particularly, let's say, the 70 babies that were born so far this year, the Irish babies? What type of ages do you see women up until?
Well, we will treat patients up until the 50th year, but the great majority of them are sort of in their late 30s to mid 40s, and they come to us when, as I say, their own eggs just haven't really worked, and they've tried a lot, and they'd like to try something different before saying, well, that's it, we can't have any children.
And is the success rate high?
The success rate is very high, and that's because of the generosity of the young donors. The success rates are related to the age of the donors. So it's, the success rate of a 25-year-old trying to fall pregnant instead of 45-year-old.
And just on, are there any legal implications? I presume for a donor, is it just that a donation with no comeback? And for somebody in receipt of a donor, can they pick? Can they look for anything, or is it just?
No, we in Spain, the doctors in each of the clinic make the choice of donor for the recipient couple or patient, and we do that based on the characteristics, the physical characteristics and blood group of the recipient. So we try to match that as closely as possible. But the patient themselves, the recipient, can't actually go and choose as if they were in a supermarket. We do all the choosing and allocation. And it usually works very well. The matching is very close. Very close.
Is it expensive?
It is relatively expensive, but you have to sort of think about what the donors are doing for the patient. And yes, it is relatively expensive compared with IVF, but it's still within the means of a lot of families.
And Victoria, you said you would see women into their 50th year. That would make a couple of people sit up and listen and think, is that slightly too old? Or what is the cutoff point?
Well, in Spanish law, there's no actual limit. It sort of vaguely refers to the end of the fertility of women. And that's the end of the fertility of most women is round about the menopause. We interpret it as a clinic, and most of the clinics here in Barcelona and I think in the rest of Spain just sort of put a cap on it around the 50th year.
Okay, I see. So that's basically how the Spanish law is interpreted.
That's right.
And just finally, is it kind of one trip, one visit, or are there return trips to Spain? Or when do you know, or when will people know? Because they're going to come home having had the treatment, but probably not knowing if they're pregnant.
That's right. Most people come to us for one visit, just to get to know us, see if we need to do any investigations for them, any extra tests. And then they just go back to their own country, go back to Ireland, and then come back to us for the actual embryo transfer once the embryos are being created for them. We do the transfer, and then usually they go back home and do the pregnancy test there in their own country. And so, yes, it's just two trips usually. Oh. That's usually enough.
Okay, Victoria, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you for speaking to us. Dr. Victoria Walker, fertility specialist at the Instituto Marquí Fertility Clinic in Barcelona, as I say. And when you go over the last 7 years, there's over 500